Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glynn moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Glynn moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Avila moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Wynn scores. Avila moves to third. Glenn moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Groth reaches second base with a double. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pierce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. Pierce moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Don Mossy now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Strickland. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Bob Boyd. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith pinch hits for Don Mossy. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.